Who do we imagine that we are? Delmar Republic media essayist George Merrill.
Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body. I read this some years ago in a collection of short stories by James Joyce. Joyce recognized how much of the time we live our lives strangers to what we truly feel, think, and actually believe. Psychologists describe this as living out of our idealized self, a self we prefer to claim rather than the self we really are, but with whom we remain unacquainted. I've been confronted with my own disconnect several times in my life. One was especially significant. It was associated with my early aspirations as a writer. I submitted my first essay years ago for publication to the Georgia Review, a prestigious literary journal. I realized I was a beginner, but I had high hopes. My desires were driven by the intoxication my own story had awakened in me. I was sure my story would do the same for others. The story, to put it bluntly, was bad, full of hyperbole and mawkish sentimentality. My submission was immediately rejected in a form letter. However, the editor enclosed a handwritten message. He wrote that my tone was much too certain, perhaps preachy, and he advised that I might consider being more reflective and tentative in my observations rather than so certain. I was hurt. I didn't know what he meant, but only years later did I realize the significance of the rejection. I know now that his gesture was incredibly kind. Years later, when I became an editor, I understood the volume of submissions editors receive can be daunting, leaving little time to write individual responses to anyone. He saw how the piece presented me as someone I wanted to be, and at that stage in my life, I was not sure of just who I was, and he saw directly through it. His response was encouraging the best in me by confronting me with my pretensions. It was a form of tough love, because he took the time to even do it. My writing has slowly evolved. It has become a kind of deconstruction, disassembling an idealized self, and trying to be the self that I am when I can identify it. Writing also became a way of reaching out to others, inviting others to join me while I tried to figure out what was for real and what was not. I was working on speaking from the person I am rather than the one I imagined I was. The personal essay, the genre I write, is peculiarly suited to this kind of search. American essayist Philip Lopate put it this way: the struggle for honesty is central to the personal essay, since humans are incorrigibly self-deceiving. I've learned a lot about the interior life since then. I'm unsure still about much of it, but this I can say with absolute certainty. There are days when I see the man I am, while also recognizing the man I imagine I am, and frankly, I don't like either very much. I've lived closer to myself than I used to. George Merrill, On the Shore.